Thanks for sticking with us during the break. You're listening to SCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network. It's that time of the week, the Week 16 edition. Honorary Captains of the Week. Joining me, Bo Bilquist, fifth-year wide receiver for the North Dakota Fighting Hawks. Everybody knows who Bo is. Of the 12 athletes we have on the list, Bo is the most tenured. He has the most yards. He has the most touchdowns. I'm a quarterback. That's why I'm excited to chop it up with Bo. Alongside him, JJ Safransky, Managing Director, Northwestern Mutual Grand Forks. JJ, I will start with you. We all have busy schedules. Thank you so much for taking time out of yours to hop on FCS Nation.
Yeah, Stone. We're happy to be here. Supporting the cause that we're supporting. It's something we all are excited to do. So thanks for having us.
And Bo, to you as well. Super busy schedule. I know you guys have tapped out for this season, and you have a lot on the horizon, but nonetheless, you took time out of your day mid-December to chop it up with me, JJ, North Dakota fans, FCS Nation in general, to talk about this awesome cause. Thanks so much.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me on.
I'll ask some X's and O's questions. I've watched Bo. I've played against Bo. I've gotten my ass whooped by Bo and the rest of that North Dakota Fighting Hawks squad. You know why we're here. We are trying to put an end to childhood cancer in any way we can do that, whether it's raising funds, raising awareness, and Bo is leading the cause here. Something that I think is super important is that we have our athletes on this list lead the cause. Myself, JJ, other managing directors, managing partners, directors of recruiting, they kind of are led by these athletes as well. Whatever these athletes do, whether it's events, play on the field, social media, these guys are at the forefront, and we will dig deeper into why that is. But 12 athletes, 12 universities. Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation. That's why we're here. Northwestern Mutual has been doing business with them for decades, and it's been monumental for a lot of families. Saved thousands of lives, and we'll get into some statistics on why their partnership is so important and how we kind of play a role into it. But Bo, when you were first approached by JJ, by Derek Dinger, by the squad up there in Grand Forks with an opportunity like this, your first reaction were what and why?
I was just grateful for the opportunity to, you know, be a part of something so amazing. And, I knew CJ Siegel. I played with him before and he was a part of it. So I knew a little bit about it, but wasn't, you know, sure of everything. And, you know, when JJ called, it was kind of explained it. And I was, sure. I mean, I'm grateful to be a part of it because it's such a great cause for childhood cancer. And
JJ, when you look at this list of athletes that we have this year, again, these athletes leading the way for us, it's not a typical list of athletes. Some of these guys, Sunday guys, some of the guys like Bo have been in the lineup, Division I University, for like 4+ years and have done a lot of damage to a lot of other universities and just really stand up guys. But for Bo specifically, why was it him that you guys chose to represent you?
Yeah, I think that was probably the easiest decision we had. When you look at somebody that we're looking at representing not only the university, you know, partnering with us, partnering or kind of leading the cause, I think Bo exemplifies pretty much everything we're looking for. Obviously, when you look amongst his teammates, he's captain too, right? I mean, that's I think people don't take that lightly. And I could read off his accolades, but I don't think we have enough time on this podcast to do that. So and actually we had the pleasure of meeting Bo's aunt, who we found out is an oncologist. So, you know, it was a pretty close cause, I think, for home for them too, as well. And so, yeah, it probably was one of the easiest decisions we made in terms of, you know, having Bo partner with us. And we're excited that, you know, he agreed and we've got the opportunity to do so.
And Bo, a question I'd like to ask our honorary captains is, when you signed your national letter of intent, when you decided that you were going to go play football up in Grand Forks for the North Dakota Fighting Hawks, and at the time, Coach Bubba Schweiger, did you think something like this was even possible? This is our second year doing this. Last year, $50,000 was raised. We've already surpassed $50,000. We're inching towards 60 right now, and it's the first weekend of December. As we sit, did you think you were going to be a part of something that was changing thousands of families' lives and making a difference? Did you think that you'd be a part of something this colossal?
I'd say probably not. Coming from a small town and, you know, just being a part of something like this, like it is really cool to be a part of. You're just, when you're signed for going to a school and decide that, it's definitely not something I feel like you think of and think you'd be a part of. But, you know, when that opportunity came, it was like something I couldn't really pass up. Being able to help families in times of need like this is just something that I would gladly be a part of.
Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation is a leading childhood cancer research organization that provides support, whether it's for local families or families around the country that need to travel, whose children need treatment. And that's why Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation is here. And that's exactly where our money is going towards. I already mentioned 12 athletes, 12 universities. We have a goal. We want to quadruple what we've raised last year. And I think we're chugging along quite nicely. Bo, up to about $2,000 right now, and his season is over. But this partnership, this initiative is never over, and Bo is still chugging along. These players are making an incredible impact. A lot of it has to do with leadership. And JJ, you already mentioned that Bo was a captain on this team. Talk about philanthropic leadership, how important it is to you, and also talk about why athletes are at the forefront of this thing and why that's advantageous to us and the cause.
Yeah, I feel like me personally, sports is, a big centerpiece of my life. It has been growing up and it continues to be, especially with our children as well. And so I feel, when you have somebody like Bo leading the charge, a lot of people look up to Bo, especially young kids. And so I think when they see people like him doing, awesome things like this, it just continues the momentum with it. They get excited. We actually gave away a bunch of stuff that Bo signed to kids, and kids were, it's fun to see the impact that that has on them too. And they'll remember things like that for a long time. And so when we think about the partnership of, again, not only the outcome of this initiative, but just getting more people involved, it's really exciting for me, for everyone involved too, because it gives us some connection to the athletes. We get to know Bo on a personal level. So yeah, I don't think I could think of a better, way to partner in terms of the outcome of the initiative alongside of the athletes that are leading the charge for University of North Dakota here in Grand Forks.
And Bo, how much pride do you take in this thing holistically? When you look around the FBS and you're starting to see tweets now, quote, this player assigned a new deal with this school and he's projected to get this amount of money. And you're talking about a 20-year-old kid who's coming back for his junior season. And all these things start to confuse us in those high dollar amounts. But for us in the FCS, a lot of the times we don't get that treatment as players, and it's not as populated of a social media world where you're recognizing this. But JJ just talked about you signed helmets, you signed jerseys, and these kids are like, hold on, is that Bo Bjelquist's helmet? Is that Bo Bjelquist's jersey? I more so want you to answer and kind of talk about NIL and how you definitely wanted to take advantage of this because it was super organic and authentic. And there aren't a lot of initiatives you see in the NIL space where athletes are raising money and awareness for something like pediatric cancer. Did you think that this was better than what you're seeing across the college football landscape?
Yeah, I think it was something that's important that, you're making money, but you're also helping, a cause for the right reason. It's not just for you, it's bigger than you. So I think that was important. And, it is crazy the NIL world now. It just changing lives of athletes and, giving them the ability to, set themselves up for life and for a couple of years, and it's really cool. So, yeah.
Alex Lemonade Stand Foundation, I talked about it, and I also hinted at the relationship that you guys have with them, Northwestern Mutual and Alex's JJ. I kind of want some historical context, but I do want to throw some stats at you. This one is ridiculous here. Since 2012, Northwestern Mutual has donated more than $60 million to the cause overall. It equates to about 700,000 hours of research. Talk about what this partnership means to you and how we're just a stepping stool or an attachment, a right arm to this entire thing. Just kind of talk about Northwestern Mutual and Alex's and how we kind of jumped on board and are now using platforms and social media just to elevate this thing for the general public and the audience of the FCS football world.
Yeah, sometimes I think it's hard, Stone, when you donate to, let's call it a national cause, right? And you don't necessarily see the impacts on a local level. And so what's really cool about this is, Northwestern Mutual is really good about sharing stories, impact stories. We get to hear them, see them, and it just helps you connect to that cause. And what's really cool locally is I actually have a family member who has benefited from this foundation, as
Wow.
well as we had a gentleman come through our system program that had also benefited from this personally. And so when you start to meet people that, reinforce all the good they're doing, and it's not just, hey, yep, we get to give money to a good cause and we get to see the local impact, it really gives you that buy-in, especially again, like, meeting Bo's aunt, who's an oncologist, and just hearing those stories of how it's so impactful on a local level, I think just continues to reinforce why we do this.
I love it. That's poetry right there, JJ. And you kind of led me into a question that I think is very important to ask, especially for the audience, but especially for North Dakota Fighting Hawks fans, because they already know everything there is to know about Bo from an X's and O's and from the perspective of him wearing a football helmet and running routes and catching touchdowns in between the white lines. But they don't necessarily know who he is behind that face mask and underneath that helmet. And so I'll ask, Bo, have you or anybody in your life, direct family, your friends, family members, been affected by this damn disease that we call cancer?
Yeah, my grandpa currently is battling cancer, so I've seen it up, close hand, and seen what it does to, people and families. And I had a friend in high school, her little sister got it when she was younger and was able to battle and is doing better now. So, I've seen it and I've been around it a little bit, so I can see what it does and how it affects people. And yeah.
And JJ, same thing for you. Do you have a connection to this disease? Good or bad story that comes from this that just makes you a little more invested in this whole thing?
Yeah, I think we have, thankfully, for young, healthy children. And, when you see what some kids have to go through, no kid should ever have to go through that. And it just, it really makes you appreciate it. I joke, we call them dad emotions. You start to think about things and see things in a different light when you have your own children. And it just starts to become emotional when you see those things. And it's like no kid should have to go through those things. So if there's any support, help along the way, whether it's financial or just, support in terms of for the family, I think, I don't know if there's a better cause to, help support. And that's what I would say gets me excited about this is just thinking about how we can take some of the burden off people who are going things they should never have to go through.
Sure. Again, JJ just doing his thing there. Just poetry. It's really well said, and I think it provides a good perspective. And from both of you guys being directly affected by this thing or having close connections and being able to see it up close and personal means a lot and goes a long way, because there are a lot of us who, I don't want to call it an opportunity, but haven't experienced something like that. And but with that being said, if I were to hand you a microphone and you were standing on stage in an auditorium and it was just all Fighting Hawks fans, what would be some of the things that you would tell them as to why they should donate to you, the Dinger Network office, and JJ Safransky, that district? What would you say to those fans?
It's something that's, like I said earlier, it's bigger than me, it's bigger than everyone. Like, it affects so many families, and not just, a short time period, but throughout their whole life. It's something that can go a long way. A lot of families are, hurt from this, and it's something that's important. And to help those treatments, and financially, like JJ said, it's something that can really wear on you. So I would say it's for a great cause. And the more support and the more financial ability for these families that we can, raise is important.
And Bo, you are a fifth year senior, obviously older of the bunch when it comes to your roster, the 100 plus that are on that Fighting Hawk roster. There's an interesting part about every interview that we have with our honorary captains of the week, and it has to do with the internship program that Northwestern Mutual has and takes a lot of pride in. I oftentimes call it the bread and butter, and every managing director, managing partner that is on with me and is an honorary captain that week says, yeah, it is our bread and butter. And Bo, I want to get a good perspective for you, but I will allow JJ to throw you an alley-oop. JJ, how important is it for you guys, not necessarily in your office, but Northwestern Mutual at actually your office, how important is it for your office specifically, and also Northwestern Mutual as a whole, that you have interns? And I hear stats a lot of the times, and I want you to throw me some specifically as to the every 1 in 4 intern at Northwestern Mutual is an athlete. One in four advisors in our office or at Northwestern Mutual is a former athlete. Talk about your guys' internship program and how important it is.
Yeah, it's the farm team, the minor leagues, right? In terms of, being a financial planner. And for us, it's so important because myself included, I actually did the internship. And most of, if I would say a large percentage of our advisors here today went through the internship program, and that's how they found us. And so for us, it's really important to give those opportunities to people who are considering this career because it is a tough career. It's very rewarding, but just to jump into the fire when you have that, a little bit of dip your toe into the water, get some experience, see if this is for you. It's a really awesome experience for somebody to kind of, figure out what they want to do. And for us, going back to the sport connections, what's been awesome and what we're grateful for is we have relationships with almost every, athletic team at the University of North Dakota. So we get to generally present to the athletes the opportunity. We've had athletes from pretty much almost every sport come through our program. And if somebody's not from here and they end up moving, well, great. They get a lot of experience. They might stay with us and move elsewhere. But so yeah, I think for us and the athletes, the college students, it's such a cool opportunity because it gives them a kind of a day in the life of is this something I want to do? And for us, it's an opportunity to find the next upcoming, financial planners that are going to kick butt in this career and help a lot of people.
And how much thought have you given this category, I'll call it, Bo, because you're a fifth year on your way out. You've had an illustrious career on the football field. And of course, you're going to pursue what you're going to pursue. But there's a conversation to be had about life after football. And when you think about internships, what piece of advice would you give younger athletes? And for parents out there, what advice would you give to their kids about why it's important to pick up the phone? To do an internship, to be a part of something like this, kind of what are the positives in all of it, Bo?
Yeah, I would say just, do as many internships as you can while you're in college. And just like JJ mentioned, try to find things that are for you and what you enjoy doing. And that is one thing I do wish I would have tried out the internship. And, there's obviously still time. And now that we built this connection, obviously there's, down the road, you never know what might happen. So, but yeah, like I said, I would just do as many as you can, kind of test out different things, see what you like, see what you don't like. And, that'll help you once you're done with college, kind of find your path and figure out what you want to do.
I love that. I love that. Actually, two athletes on our list last year, Brian Williams and Quentin Hicks of South Dakota State, were actually part of that Sioux Falls internship program and went on to run their own practices and are currently doing that in their hometown. So went home to do that. So I think that's super cool. It's only our second year doing this, and we have two athletes, former athletes, who run their own practices for Northwestern Mutual. So the tie is there, and it makes a lot of sense. So kind of open the door for you there, JJ. Something to look into in a few years with Bo. And Bo, I bring up the internship program and life after football because you are a fifth year senior, and looking at you with over 3,000 yards, over 30 touchdowns in your career, has it settled in as Bubba has gone and you guys aren't currently playing that it's all starting to die down and I am looking for something else, and I majored in marketing. So when you look at some of these stats and what you've done as a whole, has it all set in yet, or do you still feel like you're taking the field this Saturday?
Yeah, it's hard to, let it all go, but it does feel like I'm still like every time I wake up, it's like, oh, I got,
I got a lift.
practice
I got a
here. Gotta
lift here
go
in 2 hours.
lift. Yeah. So it hasn't really came to realization yet, but I mean, every day it's, you start realizing more and more that, it's time to, find out and figure out what's next. And, I'm still training and, obviously goals of, playing at the next level. So, that's that. And, but yeah, like I mentioned, it's just, figuring out what you want to do, always having, a backup plan. So, yeah, marketing, business world, kind of something I'm interested in. And, along with, it's hard to get away from sports for me personally, just obviously it's all I've been around. And, but yeah, excited for the future. So,
Bo's still training. I already talked about some of the statistics. Bo, I've said this multiple times on the show this year with my co-host Kevin Marshall, that Bo Bellquist is top two, top three wide receiver in all of the FCS. And I think if I were to start a team and I could pluck and pick and choose who I want on a roster, it's you. It's somebody who's been in a lineup for 4+ years, somebody who has, like I mentioned, over 3,000 yards receiving, knows his way around a football field. Talk about you're still training and obviously pursuing football at the next level, as we all are. And I think you're going to find success doing it and you will land somewhere. But for you as a player, what makes you a little better than the next guy on the next roster? This is an opportunity for you to kind of take that humble word and throw it to the side and pitch yourself to everybody else. What makes you such a good wide receiver, Bo?
yeah, I mean, I think it started just growing up. I was installed with kind of that hard-working, head down mentality and mindset. When I was a freshman, I came in here and I didn't really care, who was the guy, who I had to beat to get to that starting position. I just kind of put my head down and stuck to what I knew and, figured out what it took to get on the field and get playing time. I would say coming from nine man, we didn't, have a lot of coverage, learning coverages and all that. So, that was a big thing to for me to figure out when I first got here, just, finding zones and figuring out where I can be to, have the be most the best ability to, be open for the quarterback. And I would say those are the two biggest things. I mean, obviously I'm not the biggest, fastest guy, so being able to find those zones is important for me. And I feel like my football knowledge grew drastically from freshman year to now. So I would say that, yeah.
Yeah, your IQ on the football field is where I would have started and is where I'll end a little later on. I think your knack for the game and how you see the game when watching, it's obvious. You kind of stand out when you're watching Sampo, whether it's throwing the ball, whether it's a first down or whether it's a third and one, like you're the guy that's trusted. Whether it's third and 12, you're the guy that's trusted. JJ, you've talked to me in the audience about who Bo is, like I said, behind that face mask, but on the football field, what kind of player is he and what are some of the things that stand out to you?
Yeah, and I think it's important to note too, Sonnen, in today's environment, right? The success Bo has had, the fact that he's been here for 5 years, I think, is
Correct.
amazing itself. And so that's a huge credit to Bo for just sticking with the program. And so as a fan, we don't get to see that a whole lot anymore. So that's awesome to see, and we appreciate that. But yeah, my oldest son, he's seven, and we went to most of the games, and he always wore the Bo jersey. And it's pretty easy to cheer for you when you're catching pretty much everything, 10 touchdowns on the year. So it's
Yeah.
as a fan, if anytime we needed something, we knew where they were going. So it was pretty fun to watch.
And let's talk about Bubba and let's have that conversation about Eric, your new head coach coming in, or the new head coach of the Fighting Hawks. What has Bubba meant to you in your career, your development as a person, Bo? This is kind of giving you the stage here. This is something else I don't think we have enough time for, the impact that Bubba Schweigert has had in your region for all Fighting Hawks, whether it was decades ago or up until this very moment here in 2024. What has he meant to you as you gotten to this stage, as we currently sit here and speak?
Yeah, I mean, you can't even describe what he's done for me. He's done so much even for just the university. I mean, he is so personable. He goes, meets people, sends them letters, always is, keeping up with people, and is such a great guy. He's like family to me. I mean, he gave me this opportunity to, play at this university. And I mean, he was just a great head coach. All positive things towards him. Wish him the best now. I mean, he had a great career and a great career of coaching, and I think he just, taught me what it means to, support people and, be there for people. He's always checking in on you. Doesn't matter if you're a starter, if you don't play much at all. I mean, I've had guys tell me that, he reaches out to them and checks in on them over break. And I think that's just important. You're not higher than everyone because you're a head coach. You're still, reaching out to everyone on the team and making sure everything's all right.
And something that I don't think you realize because you've been in that facility and wearing that uniform for 4+ years. And like JJ shouted out, that's pretty rare, especially in today's current climate in college football. I'm telling you this is the truth. I've been in different locker rooms. I've had multiple head coaches. I've played at different colleges in my personal football career. The way you guys game plan is, I've not seen it before. I swear, and I want to pick your brain and I want to ask questions about Bubba. Offensively, your guys' openers, a lot of the, I don't want to call them trick plays, so I'll keep it to gadget. You guys play football differently in North Dakota. Is that something that you guys know, or is it just built in your DNA that you know that you guys as a whole aren't the biggest, you're not the fastest, but we can be smarter than you and we can take advantage of opportunities that you didn't know were present? Hopefully I'm making sense, but when I watch a North Dakota football game, this team's just different. They're just playing different. There are things that they do schematically, all of the end arounds, the bellies, like there are things you guys have in your game plan. First, how fun is it on a Sunday and a Monday when you start game planning for a team and those installs come in and you're like, oh yeah, like we're calling the shot play third, fourth in the game, or oh yeah, we're going to pull this one out of our bag here in the the first half. Do you know that you guys scheme teams up differently, and kind of why would that be the case?
Yeah, so it is kind of an interesting thing. So with Danny Freund, our old OC, so things are different now. But with him, yeah, there was a lot more trick plays. We probably had two, three, four in each week. Coach Schweiger does a great job with, installing that attack mindset, like you were saying, kind of, surprise teams and, take shots early and, be aggressive in the game and things like that. But also he does a great job with, installing discipline. And, we usually, destroy teams with having less penalties and yardage like that, which is, a big thing when it comes into, the whole aspect of the game. But I'd say, just having that attack mindset, with Coach Freund, we, had a lot of trick plays and, a lot of quick game, tried to, get Tommy Schuster, he was the quarterback, try to get him on a roll, once he gets going, it was hard to stop him. And now this year was a lot different. A lot of young guys, Simon as a quarterback, first time, starting quarterback, and I thought he like grew so much throughout the year. Starting off at the first game, Iowa State, I mean, what a first game of your college career. It's pretty tough to start in a place like that. And he handled himself, amazing. Obviously some plays he wants back, but he did great. And now this new offense is really fun. And it's a lot more fast tempo. We don't huddle, so it's get it lined up quick. It's like a receiver's dream to be go quick and calling plays fast and throw some short stuff. But I was grateful this year to be more of a deep threat, and I thought that was great. It was a lot more fun to run some posts and run some deep balls and get some opportunities down the field.
And now your defensive coordinator, former defensive coordinator Eric Schmidt, steps up. He's now the 28th head coach of the North Dakota football program. What are some things you look to see from him and this North Dakota team moving forward?
Yeah, so he actually recruited me out of high school, and so I got to know him pretty well, and he's awesome, great dude. He's similar to Coach Fricke that we got there now. It's just super intense, super, on top of guys. So I think it'll be, great for UND and great for the future. I think it should take a, step up in the game, and I'm excited to see what happens.
I'm excited as well. I know JJ's excited. I know FCS Nation is excited as a whole. Having a chat here with Bo Bilquist, fifth year wideout for the Fighting Hawks of North Dakota, and JJ Safransky, Managing Director, Northwestern Mutual Grand Forks. My honorary captains of the week here. We're using our platform to raise money and awareness, and you can donate to Bo, and it's super, super simple. FCSNationRadio.com on the right-hand side of the screen. You'll see Alex's Lemonade Stand. It has its own wing of the website. Donate, pledge, or if you just want to check the standings, you'll see Bo Bilquist's name right there at the Dinger Network office. I talked about Bo having $2,000. We want more, and there are other ways that you can participate.
Yeah, if you guys are looking to help support, I mean, obviously, of course, we can always donate right to the website. One thing that's kind of fun that we did at the tailgating events was if you take a picture with a lemon on your head and you post it to any of the social media websites, you just have to tag Alex's lemonade stand, and then you have to put hashtag lemon top challenge and hashtag go Hawks. And for every post that you do or that they receive, the Northwestern Mutual Foundation will donate $10 to Bo's page as well. And so that's kind of a cool addition. If you guys are looking to help, by all means, make sure you tag us too if you do that. It's a fun little challenge.
You heard the man. Hashtag Lemon Chop Challenge. Get it done. Raise some more money for Bo and for families out there who need it. Bo, seriously, thank you so much for hopping on the show this week. You gave some good perspective, and people got to learn a lot about who you are, not only as a player, but as a person. So for that, I thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Enjoyed it.
And JJ for bringing FCS Nation Bo Bail Quest. That I thank you for.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate it, Stone. And just one last note I would add is, kind of on the note of the handing of the guard, we appreciate everything Coach Swagger has done too. He's been phenomenal to us. I think everybody in the community would agree that he's exemplified. I mean, he's just been phenomenal. So we're excited that he's still staying around with the athletic department, and we're excited for Coach Schmidt to, kind of make it his own and continue to lead where Bubba left off.
And that is going to do it. Stick with us after the break. It's the pick segment. You're not going to want to miss that. You're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network.